makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the star. Oh, friends, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program. A friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, today I was to notice something very strange about all the people. Everybody was looking sick with the lines in their faces. I thought that maybe it was the war or the atom Obama was worrying them. So I'm asking. Now I know why everybody looks so tired and worn out. They all are just to come back from whatever case. It's a funny thing about the American. When he's going on his vacation, he's never laid down in his take it easy. Nope. He's a dance, to swim, a run around, to go fishing, boating, a horseback riding, a play golf, a tennis, a baseball. It's a good thing American has only got a 2 weeks of vacation. If he's got a 4, he's got a nervous breakdown. But another funny thing about Americans. All the year, they work. Then one day, everybody just stop for work. And I guess to what they call it, Labor Day. Well, Mama Mia, not to me. Comes your Labor Day, I'm a worker twice as a half. I was just figuring out all the new antiques I would need for my new fall stock. But after I'm a figure it out, and I'm a figure how much money I'm a got to buy it, I'm a spend the whole day polishing up on my old summer stock so it should look like my new fall stock. With me, the only thing that's to fall is my bank account. And I'm afraid he's a fall so hard he's not able to get up no more. If only there was some way I could get some extra money. Oh, excuse me, Mamma Mia, I see my countryman Pasquale. He's coming into my store and I'm finished with a letter late.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter, little cabbage boy? Look so sad, dragging your nose between your ears.
Pasquale, I'm worried very much about my business.
Your business?
Yeah, all over America, how business the people, they're stocking up goods for the new fall season. And me, I'm got no money to buy more antiques.
Luigi, I have to talk for a birdie. Look at me. I own a spaghetti restaurant, right?
That's right.
Do you see me cooking 10,000 meatballs and stocking them up with my salad?
Yeah, but it's different with you, Pasquale. If you stock a meatballs in your salad, they get a stale and it tastes terrible.
So what? Do you ever hear the way my customers talk about my meatballs now?
Yeah, but you carry a little of everything, Pasquale. In my business, the lady comes in, she asks if I'm got a colonial desk. Well, that's the sale if I'm a got, but if I ain't, then it's easy going to get the from a fella that's the got.
Oh, what a double talk. Luigi, don't got me no ain't a got, please. Besides, there's a very easy way out of your trouble,
huh?
You know what that is?
I wasn't expecting that. You mean to marry your daughter?
Is there no doubt about it? Between those are sideburns and there's a brain. That's right. If you want to get a big stock, marry my daughter, Rosa.
But if it's really that's no stock, that's a whole warehouse.
Luigi, your business, man, is to look at it this way. When you marry a skinny girl, that's like investing in a small business. When you marry a girl like a roaster, that's like buying into General Motors.
Especially the trucking division.
All right, to be a wise guy, Mr. Dumbbell. But remember this, there's only a few ways a fella can get money in America. He can work harder for it. And you a bad example of that. Then there's four other ways. The three is he can beg, borrow, or steal it. Do you want to try one of those?
No.
Well, then you faced it with the last alternative. You can marry a nicer girl with a big, fat bank account.
You mean a bigger, fatter girl with a nicer bank account?
That's the funny thing, and I must say it is to come out of different. Ah, what's the use to talk to you, Luigi? I'm washing my hands off of your face. So go back.
No, wait, Pasquale. Don't be mad. You know, I'm a think of you like a father.
Father can't be a father without a son-in-law to be married to a daughter. That's husbandry.
Yeah, but then
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Schultz.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, Schultz.
What's the matter? Was you two having a fight?
If we was, we don't need no referee.
But I don't like it, Pasquale. When I see you two fight, well, it's like a B-29 is attacking a kite.
No, we're not the fighting, Schultz. I was asking a Pasquale advice, like from a father. But he says against the husband that he's going to be my father without a rose as a son-in-law, so I'm going to be his daughter.
Ach, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
Come on with me. I stop by on the way to night school. We are late.
Oh, is it late already? Yeah. I'm going to forget all about the time.
Go, Luigi. Go ahead. Get advice from your classmates. They all are so smart, they're still in a two-way.
Yeah, but please, Pasquale.
No, please me now, please, Pasquale. Maybe Mr. Delicatessen, the man here, can show you how to make extra money. Stuffing a bologna, or pouring a whiskey down the herring's throat. They should get a pickle. If they're going to help you, Luigi, then I'm a monkey's uncle. Listen, you spaghetti salesman, don't brag. A monkey wouldn't have you for a relative. Are talking. The whole neighborhood is talking about how you hoarding potato salad.
Down the line. Now you say that.
Please, wait. Pasquale, thank you for your help. Come on, Chucho, we got a nice day.
All right, Luigi. Goodbye, meatball maker.
Goodbye, pickle pusher.
Hey, Schuster, you think I'm having somebody in the class that's going to help me out to make some extra money so I'm not going to buy smaller stock?
I'm not sure, Luigi. I'm bothered with you. Smile, Luigi.
All right,
sir. That's right. Be like me. Always happy. Always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
All right, lad. Quiet, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwin?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Stop! This is how I get off! Thank you, fellow boobers. You know, a smile is like an umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And the way umbrellas are going up in price, it's cheaper to carry a smile.
Very good, Mr. Schultz. That was an excellent example of humor, philosophy, and economics. Now, suppose we find out how well you can do in arithmetic.
Miss Spalding, this me, Dr. Zorschbach.
Well, then, spelling?
That's another Zorschbach.
History?
Himmel, today I'm just full of bruises.
So, well then, let's continue our lesson for today in quiet.
Miss Spalding.
Oh, yes, Mr. Olson.
Miss Spalding, if you wish, I would be very happy to go into any of the subjects you just mentioned. I could go into arithmetic and dwell upon the various tables, multiplication, division, subtraction, and addition. Or I could go into spelling and dwell upon the various news. Or I could go into history and dwell upon Washington's inaugural, Lincoln's assassination, or anything else, up to the last war and the defeat of the German general.
Oh, why don't you go into a deep freeze and just dwell there for a few months?
Last, please, we will have no more interrupting. Now we'll devote the rest of our time to some arithmetic problems.
Miss Spaulding.
Mr. Basco, do you have a problem?
Yes. How am I going to make some extra money to buy antiques for the fall season?
Mr. Basco, that is not a problem.
I'm sorry, Miss Spaulding, but I must disagree with you. That is a problem. A businessman must constantly refresh his stock, otherwise he can't exist.
Luigi, I got an idea. Maybe you could get a job as a salesman.
Yeah, sure, that's right. We gotta find a part-time salesman's job where no experience is necessary and you need only a little or no money to start.
Wait, I got it. Luigi, you're gonna sell ice cream.
Huh? Oh, gee, that was a good idea. Yeah,
everyone needs ice cream.
Yeah, and the weather is still hot enough.
Sure. And Luigi, you don't have to give up your business. Sunday when you close, you go to the ice cream factory, buy as much as you have money for, and you're in business.
That's a wonderful idea, Mr. Horowitz. You don't need any experience, and on Sunday, everybody's out on the street.
Yeah. You could make it a clean-up, Luigi. You just have to holler, ice cream. Can you do that?
Well, sure.
Ice cream. Ice cream. Can you want to get the rather hot ice cream?
Yeah, but wait. Oh. Wait. I'm not got a structure to carry the ice cream.
Yeah, that's right. Luigi, I will solve that for you. You can use my horse and wagon. It's Sunday and my milk company won't even know it's out of the garage. And you can even use the ice. You will be selling grade A ice cream.
Oh, you got a big heart, but you make very small show.
Oh, friends, you're wonderful. I'm Madonna Harmer, can I thank you?
Well, I do, and vanilla is my favorite flavor.
Luigi, I hope you make a big success.
Well, thanks to Horowitz. Who knows, maybe I'm going to sell all of my ice cream in 1 hour. Then I'm going to go back and I get them all. Then I sell it back, and I go back and I get it some more.
Yeah, or then you have to get extra trucks and hire people to work for you.
And you get so big, you'll give up your antique shop.
Oh, no. I'm going to never do that. No matter how big my ice cream business gets, I'm still going to have my antique shop.
Ach, I can just see it now when Luigi combines both businesses. It's going to be Luigi Basco's Antiques and Ice Cream. And for a trademark, he'll have a picture of Paul Revere sucking a bobsledder.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is an ideal family treat to have in your home. Just about everyone enjoys a refreshing stick of Wrigley's Spearmint, and you can pass it around freely. It's wholesome and healthful, it won't interfere with mealtime appetite, and it's inexpensive, too. Gives lots of long-lasting enjoyment for very little cost. So when you're doing your family shopping, be sure to include a few packages of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The folks at your house will appreciate it. They really will. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma mia, my classes have given me a good idea how to make extra money to buy fall stock. Sell ice cream. Olsen is the one who went with me to the milk company and gave me the horse and the wagon. He's introduced me to the horse, and we get along fine. I'm going to go to the ice cream factory and spend $25 for ice cream. That was very nice to me there. They give me 4 cans of ice cream with 4 different flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. And a new flavor I'm never even heard of. Sherbet. This is sherbet I'm going to like, but I'm going to get the heart to return. Because I'm going to store lots of cans in a factory, and if I tell them somebody's a spill of water in the ice cream, they're going to go out of business. Anyway, I'm a drove out of the factory. It was a beautiful Sunday morning. And your son, Louis, is a beginner's a new business. Well, an ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream. Getting a nice, fresh, you call it delicious ice cream. Is it good for you? Don't believe me. Ask your doctor. Is it good for you? Ice cream. All the kind of flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. And for half a price, a sherbet. Ice cream. Strawberry ice cream. Is it got a real strawberries close to my heart? I'm gonna lie. Real strawberries, big like your thumb. Ice cream. Don't know nobody want ice cream. Mama, me 2 hours, I'm in a street. So far, there's only 3 ice creams sold. 1 to me and 2 to the horse. No more for you. You get the money, I'm going to give you more. All right. I give you more. It's a hard to refuse a horse, but he's an honest kind of business. All right, the 3 scoops, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. Here you are. And that's the last one for you, Annabella. You hear me? Mamma mia, the way that horse eats is a wonder the milk company makes any money. Ice cream. Somebody please buy ice cream. Is it got a real strawberry? Honest. Each one as big as your fist. All right, Annabella, don't look at me like that. I'm going to say something instead of people who should buy it.
Hey, mister.
Yes, sir, what the flavor you want, mister?
Can I have a dime for a cup of coffee?
You want the coffee?
Yeah.
Don't know nobody in this neighborhood who want ice cream.
Look, bud, I would appreciate a dime. I'm no tramp. I'm just based on hunger. Wait, you know. Hunger, you see? I'm down on my luck. You could sure use a dime.
Oh, you poor man. Here's a 2 dime. Buy 2 cups, okay?
Thanks. Hello, Ken. You'll be rewarded.
That's all right. Yeah, sure, that's all right. Goodbye, yeah. Poor fella, look at him. He's so weak from not eating, he's made a mistake in walking into a saloon instead of a restaurant. Well, I'm better try to sell him more ice cream. Come on, now, giddy up, Annabella. Giddy up. Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream. Mamma mia, maybe just the one I'm going to business, everybody is an ice cream spike. Ice cream. Oh! Hey, little boy.
Yeah?
Maybe you like some nice, delicious, good ice cream.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it's wonderful. Little boy, you're just the save of my life.
Huh?
Oh, come on. Call out the little baby and the little boy.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, come here. Ice cream.
Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. What a flavor you want? The chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
Is that tutti frutti?
Tutti what?
Tutti frutti.
Is something like a sherbet?
No, it's got fruit in it.
Like strawberry.
Oh, this tamagotchi. You want one bowl or 2?
2.
Good. Everybody's going to get the 2. All right, here you are.
Gee, thanks.
And as for you, kind of for you, little fella. And you too, huh? And you over there. He's good, huh?
Yeah.
All of these kids, are your friends, little boy?
No. Ronald's my sister, and Mitchell's my little brother.
And today's Mickey's birthday. He's 4 years old.
Well, how do you like that? Then it's a good thing you all got ice cream. I eat the ice cream with you. Can I even give my horse to Annabelle? She's helping Mickey celebrate his birthday. Come on, kids. Come on, everybody. We all sing a happy birthday to this big bambino, Mickey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, love for you. Happy birthday, dear Mickey. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice. That's good. Well, now I'm going to figure out everything. Let me see. That's the one. That was a 2, 3, 4, and a 5, and then it was a 6, becomes a 10, and it was an 8 pizza. 18 children with a double ice cream cone. Now, who's going to pay for all of this?
Hey.
Sure, ice cream is a cost of money. Everybody knows that.
We don't have any money.
Oh, you don't? What?
You asked me if I wanted some ice cream, so I said sure.
Mommy.
Don't tell my mom about me.
Please, don't cry. I'm not like to see little bambini cry. Besides, we all had a good time, so I'm going to pray for everybody. Here, Mitzi, another corner for your birthday. Giddy up, Annabella, party's over.
Goodbye, children. Goodbye.
Hey, you got any ice cream?
Huh? Ice cream? I'm a guy to nothing. Come on, giddy up, Annabella. We're not taking any more chances with the kids today. Ice cream. Ice cream. All day long while I'm a soldier, it's $3 a week. Unless the President of Truman is asking me for special government order, I'm going to see how I'm going to make a profit this order. Or maybe I'm going to sell some of this beautiful apartment. Oh, it's a nice and easy. Come on, money. Look at that crowd. Must have been 10,000 people at that concert. If I'm a canonist, tell her just the one ice cream. Then everybody's going to get jealous and I'm going to sell out everything. And we're going to climb. And we're going to climb up here in the back of behind the bench. Hi, ice cream. Hey, mister, you want an icy cool ice cream on this hot afternoon?
What? For goodness sake, be quiet.
I'm sorry. Hey, lady, maybe you do me a favor and buy ice cream. Is it go fine with the music?
I dare you be quiet.
Ice cream, money, ice cream. Please, buy ice cream.
Hey, you selling ice cream?
Yes, sure. Sure, officer. You want, I'm sure to give you some.
No, but I want to give you something. Come on, bud.
What's the charge, officer?
Your Honor, I found this man peddling ice cream without a license.
Yeah, but that's not all that's on a ticket, Judge. It is that peddling without a food, the handler's a permit, disturbing the peace, walking on a grass, stealing a horse in a wagon, and a property damage.
Property damage? What was that?
The horse ate the policeman's hat. You see, Judge, Your Honor, I'm holding nothing back. I'm telling everything. That's because someday I'm going to be a citizen. And I'm going to want to keep the directory clean.
Your Honor, may I say something?
What is it, officer?
The charges aren't as serious as they appear. This man just wanted to make a little extra money. He borrowed the horse and wagon from a friend. As for my hat, well, it was an old one anyway. And as long as the horse coughed up the badge, It's over. Well, under those circumstances, I'll make this as light a sentence as possible. $10 or 10 days.
Oh, thank you, Judge, for such a light a sentence. But I'm afraid it's an after for good. I'm only got a $3.
Oh. Well, I hate to send you to jail, Mr. Pascoe. Can you borrow this money from a friend?
Oh, sure, Judge. Can I ask my friend, Pasquale?
Well, certainly.
Hey, Pasquale. Pasquale, will you lend him his $7?
It's a pleasure, Luigi. Judge, that's to my best friend. I'm lending him the money. And I want a condition.
What condition is that?
I call in the condition. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little bail bond. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Luigi, what do you say, my son?
Judge, which way is it to jail?
Mr. Pascoe, you've been peddling ice cream all day. Didn't you sell $10 worth of ice cream?
Well, you see, Judge, maybe I would have had more money, but I'm going to give it to him. Poor man, $2 for coffee. Then there's some little children that was just celebrating a boy's birthday. And they all took ice cream. And we got such a nice party. Lots of fun. And we're singing it. But they own a little bambini. And they got no money to pay for the ice cream. What am I going to do? Where's the little children?
Well, we need $7. Hey, I've been sitting here all day and I feel like some refreshment. How about an ice cream cone?
I'm a sorry, Judge. I don't have a license.
Well, that's all right. How about you, officer?
I get it, Judge. I'll take a dollar's worth.
That's wonderful. What a flavor you want, the vanilla?
Bailey?
Stand for me.
Good. Everybody in the court will have some. $7 worth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Case dismissed. Recess declared while we all go out for some ice cream.
So, Mamma Mia, this letter shows you once more what a wonderful country is America. Where a little fella like me gets arrested and ends up sitting on a sidewalk eating ice cream with a judge. Which goes to show in America, they not only examine a ticket, they examine a person. But it was a lucky thing I was a Havisham birthday. If it was, the judge is a favorite. You loving a son, Luigi Basco? A little immigrant.